Roger DeGennaro, set on the edge of an East Village roof. Two men dangle over the precipice of love. During a summer sunset, a poet and a performance artist meet and engage in a battle of wit, fantasy, and seduction. Take a half hour before you go out Saturday night and listen to our special Gay Pride presentation, June 26th at 9:30 p.m.
And it is Wednesday at 10 p.m., which means it's time once again for Off the Hook.
The telephone keeps ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. It couldn't get much worse.
Good evening, everybody. This is Emmanuel Goldstein. The program is Off the Hook, where we talk about new developments in high technology, the telephone system, computers all over the world, and how it affects you, what Big Brother is up to, and all kinds of other things. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls at 212-279-3400. Now, we have some very interesting news that affects, affects just about everybody that listens to this radio station. Something has changed. Something is different. And, well, let's see if anybody can be the first to call us up and tell us what it is. All right, we're going to be getting to that in just a little while. Don't call right now. Don't call right now. Call in a little bit when we give out the phone number once again. For now, we have some interesting commercial announcements of a sort. Stay tuned. We've all been watching, not sure we haven't all been watching television, but a lot of us, you know, we can't escape television. It's around us everywhere we go, and we hear commercials. We hear them all the time. And one of the commercials that really is hitting us pretty hard are those amazing ones by AT&T. Have you seen those? You know, have you ever tucked in your baby while running through an airport over the phone? You will. Have you ever gotten concert tickets in your sleep by pressing a button? You will. Have you ever conducted a stockholders meeting in your pajamas? You will, whether you want to or not, because technology is going to be invading every aspect of your life. You won't be able to even sit down at the breakfast table without some gadget ringing and demanding your attention, and you'll have to speak to it and speak to all the people in Hong Kong and Tokyo and answer important questions, even though it's 4 o'clock in the morning. You will. It's the price of progress, but there's always humor to be had somewhere, and The only thing people like us can do at this point is seek out that humor wherever we might find it. Well, I'm going to read you a couple of things that have been floating around on the internet and computer systems like The Well and other places like that. Some other possibilities that AT&T may not want you to know about. Have you ever accidentally dropped your wife's entire medical history on a smart card out of your shirt pocket and had your parents discover her two previous abortions? You will. Ever had your nattering co-workers pursue you without mercy to the beach where they insist on your making vitally important business decisions even though you're blitzed on kamikazes? You will. Ever been locked out of your apartment because you have laryngitis? You will. Those three come to us through the wit and wisdom of Bruce Sterling, author of The Hacker Crackdown. He's been on this program a couple of times, I believe. And we have a couple of others, too. Have you ever had your five-year-old drop your entire stock portfolio down the garbage disposal? Have you ever had your babysitter reroute the house inter-videocom into her school's local net and broadcast your afternoon delight? Or have you ever had a bit error cause a turnpike crossbar to come down on the windshield of your car at 100 miles an hour? You will. Those three come to us from a user on The Well known as Amicus. Here are a couple of others. These from Bill McDonald. Have you ever checked out your girlfriend's credit card use while you were out of town and found she went to New Orleans without you? You will. Have you ever checked out your neighbor's religion before renting an apartment to avoid Moonies, Latter-day Saints, and Episcopalians? Oh, you will. We can all come up with lots of scenarios here. In fact, that's one of the things I'd like to... I'd like to have a few people call in tonight with some other additions to this list. These from George Gleason. Particularly good. He was on the program a few weeks ago, too. People's Telecom in Berkeley. Have you ever had a phone call from your health insurance company telling you they're canceling your coverage because a scan of your supermarket buying patterns showed too much beef and dairy? You will. Have you ever had a flock of evangelists show up at your digital door to save your soul after they found your personal ad in the online gay column? You will. Have you ever had the title to your house seized because your demographic profile fits that of a drug user? You will. Have you ever been refused a job or promotion and then discovered that someone has been looking at your read list as well as your print magazine subscriptions and cable viewing habits? You will. Have you ever been pulled over by the highway patrol because the electronic toll booth checked your vehicle ID against a nationwide list of parking tickets unpaid after 12 months? You will. Have you ever been fired from your telecommuting job after an unexcused 5-minute absence from your home keyboard to attend to your kid who is sick with chickenpox, measles, typhoid, tuberculosis, dysentery, you name it? You will. Have you ever had a 20-minute video conference call with your family at Christmas instead of visiting them in person because none of you can get away from your jobs long enough to get together, and no one has enough space in their tiny physical living quarters to accommodate more than two other people at one time. You will. Have you ever paused to recall the quote about dictatorships that says something about petty tyranny, where all that is not mandatory is forbidden, and major tyranny, where all that is not forbidden is mandatory? If so, have you ever considered what you're being prepared for by being told time and time again, you will?
The white man ain't left me nothing out here but the underworld, and that is where I stand. Where do you stand?
Well, you know what gets me most about these AT&T commercials that are being plastered everywhere is that they're advertising things that don't exist. How can they get away with that? You know, have you ever had a cure for cancer and lived the rest of your life in bliss and harmony? Well, you will. And this commercial is brought to you by IBM. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Does this stuff exist or doesn't it? If it exists, let's play around with it. If it doesn't exist, then be quiet. And when I say let's play around with it, that includes let's decide if we want to use it in the first place. Takes a bit of time to make these decisions, and it takes input from the public, you know, just the thing that the phone companies don't really want. And that's why we have things like caller ID, call return, and all kinds of other things that might be nice, but at the same time might be awful. Okay, we're going to maybe, I stress maybe because we're not sure if this is even going to work, maybe explain some of this in a way that people can understand. Maybe. Our phone number is 212-279-3400. Now, I'd like for somebody to tell me on this program what has changed. Something is different. Something here at WBAI has changed. And it affects all of us. Might be a subtle change, might not be something that you think is all that important, but in the end it is. Especially to a program like this. Think about it. 212-279-3400. Here's a hint. Some of you may be experiencing it even now as you're trying to reach us. The question is why? What has happened? I just got a glimpse of this big sign that our outgoing program director left us. Andrew Phillips is leaving as of June 30th. Not leaving the station, but leaving as program director. And just left this big sign up that says, "Thank God it's over." Whew. I kind of know that feeling. But I feel that way after getting done putting out an issue of 2600. It's just, it's incredible stress, you know, that it's finally over and you can rest for a while and wonder what the next catastrophe is going to be. And you find out very soon thereafter. All right, as we mentioned several times now, our phone number is 212-279-3400. Let's see if anybody has figured it out. Good evening.
Yeah, hold on, and I'm going to tell you what it is.
Oh, you already know. He's already told us 50 times. Good evening.
Hello, how are you doing?
Okay, I want to see if anybody else can get it.
Your theme song has changed.
It has?
Yeah.
Well, no, that was background music. The
background,
theme song.
Well, background theme song, yeah.
The background music always changes. It's in a perpetual flux.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, I missed it.
No, but the intro music is the same as the outro music, so you can catch that at about 10:57 or so.
All right.
Is that all you called about?
No, you said what it changed.
Oh, you think that's changed? No. It's not the music. I wouldn't trouble our listeners for something so simple as our music. No, this is something a bit more complex than that.
Okay.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Let's see if anybody else has a theory here. Good evening. Is anybody there? Anybody at all? Nobody. Wow, that's really kind of scary there. Good evening.
Hi. I think I have the answer, and I also can put in a question and a comment.
Okay, let's hear the answer first.
Okay, the first answer is what happened when I called you originally. I had to redial because it got cut off.
Got cut off. Wow, you noticed that, huh?
Yeah.
Now, when did it get cut off?
I didn't time it, but I'd say, I'm starting to get a natural feeling for it. I'd say it's probably like about 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Three, maybe 4 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say probably about maybe 30 rings or so, 35 rings. Now, do you have any idea why this is happening?
Trying to annoy me.
Okay, you got that right.
Yeah.
But there is a more technical reason than that. You don't know the answer?
They're trying to keep things moving. They want to have more revenue by more phone calls generated.
Yeah, you've gotten the general concept of it, but there is actually a more specific reason. But probably somebody else has that. You had a question for us, though?
Well, sort of like this, because if it wasn't for that thing I experienced, I would have said to you, will you ever start your show with a theme song from Exploration triggering a phone call for Dr. Michio Kaku? You will, and you have.
Yes, I know. I don't know why the theme to Michio Kaku keeps haunting this station, but it does. It just pops up, you know, in the most unexpected places sometimes.
Okay.
It's kind of like, you know, it's almost as if we were a commercial station, that would be the signal to call up and win $1 million.
Right.
But I can assure you we have no such contest going on here.
Okay, I like your delivery on the will use, though. It's pretty funny.
Well, thank those people that wrote these. They all came from the well, actually, out in California, which is another good reason to get involved in the Internet, because you can see wit like this on a daily basis.
I'd like to. The only thing is I don't have a computer yet, but when I do, I'll do it.
Okay.
Hey, thanks.
All right. It's not hard to get a computer these days, and it's not expensive either. And if you really want to do it, you'll find a way, a legal way. You'll find a way. Good evening.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
I just called it. Oh, let me turn this down.
Yeah, you better turn that down. It could get awfully confusing.
Yeah, because I'm getting feedback.
Yeah.
I'm just called to tell you, I did count the number of rings before it cuts off.
Uh-huh.
And it's 20.
20 rings, huh?
And it lasts somewhere around, I timed it, but I forgot exactly what it is. Somewhere around 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And whose determination is it that gets done?
Well, I'll tell you, they didn't ask us. This is the phone company that just suddenly decided on their own logic or whatever to do this. Now, there's also a more technical reason. I'm going to give the listeners a few more minutes to see if they can actually come up with a reason. And maybe our caller that I cut off at the beginning will actually call back and tell us if nobody else does. But I'd like to see if anybody else knows it.
Yeah. But because there's one other radio station who has had that set up for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And most other talk stations don't have it, and I would wonder if it's happening. Why the station has not inquired about it?
Well, you see, because we like most other people don't really understand the technology ourselves, and I'm sure the people at the radio station know that something has happened. They know something has changed. They don't know why.
Well, because I called in yesterday for the reports of the listener,
uh-huh,
and Valerie said not true. And then there was to somebody else.
Uh-huh.
And then I called in to say, yes, indeed, it was true.
No, it is true, and we will be explaining the full reasons for it, but first we're going to give the listeners a chance to tell us, and if they don't tell us, we'll tell them.
Okay.
But the whole truth will be revealed within the next 10 minutes, I can guarantee
you. Let me ask you one other question.
Yes.
I'm paying for Touchtone.
Uh-huh.
And I have tone and pulse on my telephone.
Okay.
So if I do, is it true that I can cancel the touch tone and the charge for it and still be able to use my touch tone phone?
Absolutely. Now, the way that would work, what do you use? Do you use touch tones for anything in particular besides making phone calls?
No, that's what the machine is for, so I use it for that.
Okay, now the tone...
I have thrown it at people on occasion, but I don't think that's what you have in mind.
Well, the tone pulse switch allows you to make a phone call either using pulses or tones. Now, if you say you don't want to pay your touch tone fee anymore, the phone company will simply refuse to allow you to use your touch tones, which, you know, is something I've gone on about many, many times in this program, because it's just they're programming their computers to ignore your touch tones when in actuality the default setting is for, you know, everything to work. They've put in more circuitry to allow it not to work. So it's really kind of an extortion fee. But the thing is, you can still make full use of your touch tones if, say, you want to use a bank by phone service or something, a long distance service that allows touch tone input. The thing is, you have to make your phone call using pulses and then switch over to tone and then use your touch tones then. You will still have touch tones. It's just that your phone company will program its dial tone not to recognize your touch tones.
Oh, but once I get then connected with one of these machines that says, if you want so-and-so, push 1. If you want so-and-so, push 2.
You just have to switch.
I can still work it, but that has to...
Yes.
I have to, as soon as the ringing starts, I have to push over to touch tone.
Right. Now, some phones allow you, so you don't have to keep switching that switch there.
Mm-hmm.
If you, after you finish dialing using the buttons in pulse mode, if you hit the star key,
yeah,
that puts all the buttons afterwards in tone mode. And then when you hang up, it goes back to pulse. Some phones allow that. So if you, say, dial a phone number and then hit the star key, any numbers you dial after that, before you hang up, will be in tone.
Uh-huh.
So try that.
I can't dial additional numbers without hanging up first.
No, I'm talking about just dialing additional digits.
Oh, I see. And then dialing the digits.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Thank you. So, you know, I enjoy your show.
Well, I enjoy our callers.
Yeah, I think it's your personality, because the subject matter isn't that great, but you have such a good personality. You're great.
Well, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, take care. Gosh, I'm blushing, aren't I? Okay, 212-279-3400. It's it can be, you know, a cut and dry type of subject, and that's what they count on, is for people to think of their telephones as these cut and dry objects that you can't possibly form any kind of attachment to. But you know, it's an extension of yourself, the way you operate your computers, the way you deal with your telephones. And what I think we should do is just simply demand some sort of access, some sort of accountability. So that they can't make these monolithic decisions as to how many rings they're going to cut off something to, which they never did before, just because they can, you know? They can charge you for touch tones because they can. And I don't think we should have to stand for that. 212-279-3400. Okay, we still have a little bit of the question left to answer, which is, okay, we know they're cutting off our rings after about 20 rings, after about 2 minutes. And we know one of the reasons they're doing it is because they can, but there is a particular reason why last week they started. Does anybody have the answer? Good evening. Yes, go ahead.
Hi, this is sort of off the topic.
Okay, try not to stay off too long.
All right, someone told me, he saw in the New York Times sometime last week, that Fiber Optic got busted. Do you know anything about that?
Well, Fiber Optic, who is somewhere in the studio right now, is going on trial in a couple of weeks in July, and... It's really kind of a ridiculous case, in my opinion, because what they're trying to put him in jail for is conspiracy. In other words, knowing people that say they're guilty of some things, and you know they're not charging him with doing anything himself, just with basically answering questions, sort of like what we do here on the radio, except you know, over the phone, just answering. You know, if somebody calls up and says, "Well, how does this system work?" and you tell them, "Are you guilty of conspiracy?" That's what they want us to believe.
So it was something to do with this show? Or
no, it's nothing to do with this radio program, except for the fact that it's, you know, it's the same kind of spirit behind it.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right, love the show. Thanks.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on that for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Probably read about it in your newspapers, too, and see it in USA Today and CNN and all that. Okay, let's go back to the phones. Good evening.
Oh, I feel very lucky to have gotten through, considering.
Yeah, now no longer do you have to only worry about competing with all the callers. Now you have to worry about, you know, getting on quickly enough before that 2-minute time limit is up.
If only they would have a timeout on the busy signal so I wouldn't have to get up and hit the hook switch again.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be useful. So
that's a user suggestion that I think they should take into account. You call up a busy signal and you just sort of leave it there until it's free.
Anyway, I'm a little off the topic too, but I wanted to mention something about caller ID in New Jersey, if you got a minute.
Okay, yeah, caller ID in New Jersey is utter hell, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is a little thing that I found in the paper from the American Civil Liberties Union. They got a case in the court about it. And
okay.
It's New Jersey Coalition for Battered Women versus New Jersey Bell. And it's just about a paragraph or two. I'll just read it real quick. In June 1992, the ACLU filed a petition with the State Board of Regulatory Commissioners seeking limits on the telephone service known as caller ID. The petition was brought on behalf of the New Jersey Coalition for Battered Women, New Jersey Coalition Against Sexual Assault, the Veterinarian Association. Can't figure that one out.
Veterinarians?
Yep.
Okay.
A battered woman seeking protection from her abuser and several other unlisted telephone number subscribers. And it requests a reopening by the board of its October 1988 decision, allowing NJ Bell to offer caller ID without restrictions. The ACLU is seeking the board order requiring New Jersey Bell to offer all customers at no cost the opportunity to have calls blocked from appearing on caller ID. In February of 1993, the BRC granted the motion to reopen the matter and sent the case to the Office of Administrative Law. A public hearing for comments will be held sometime in June 1993, which is, I guess, almost over, and discovery is ongoing. So that's the deal on what's happening in New Jersey.
Wow. Veterinarians, huh?
Yeah, I don't know what they have to do with the other groups.
Uh-huh.
Well, when it originally came out.
Now, the difference, we should probably point this out for our New York listeners, is that New Jersey does not allow you to block caller ID at any point. You can't make a private phone call. You can always have your number viewed. You can always be called back, correct?
That's right, yeah. There's nothing you can dial. There's nothing you can sign up for in advance. There's just no way. And this is, I don't know if there's any other states that are like.
Yes, Virginia is like that as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well. And the people there aren't too happy about it. But you know, it kind of happened. You know, people didn't really see it happening, and it just kind of slipped in.
Well, at least there is something going on in the courts about it, and the ACLU is trying to put things right. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, caller ID. Do you have caller ID?
No, I haven't got it. No.
Yeah, you see, I have it just so I can know how it works. I got it for one particular reason, to see if the phone company got it right, and I learned that they didn't. I have other phone lines. I told them I don't want my phone number to show up, but the only way to know if your phone number is showing up is to see a box. And so I called my box with, you know, the line with the box with my other lines, and my number was showing up, even though I had asked them repeatedly not to do that. And it took a call to the Public Service Commission to get them to finally get it right. But how many people out there think that their numbers are private? In actuality, they're not.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not surprising. I mean, judging by how they get service orders wrong, you know, half the time.
Uh-huh. In this particular case, though, it seemed as if they were just ignoring everybody and just, you know, saying, okay, yeah, it's private, no problem. Because they said their computers were telling them one thing, but in actuality, you know, it was something completely different.
I forget who it was. Somebody said there's a lot of truth in what actually happens.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. All right, thanks for calling.
Okay, take care.
Yeah, caller ID, that's one of the tribulations of mankind right now. I'll tell you, though, try this experiment. If you have caller ID, just answer the phone with the person's name if you recognize their phone number. They're never happy when you do that, you know? They kind of get annoyed. You know, they say... Well, you know, what are you doing invading my privacy, saying my name like that, you know, before I even have a chance to say hello? you know, they kind of befuddled, and you sort of understand why. It's different. The rules are completely changed, and it's not necessarily something that we all want. We were never really asked. 212-279-3400. Does anybody have an answer? We're going to go through the lines one more time, and if no one has an answer, we're going to have to tell the answer ourselves. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Neil.
How you doing?
I'm glad to be on here. Yeah, but I had thought I had the original answer to the question, but a caller had suggested, and don't to be wrong. And then there was an article in today's Newsday about A&T rates, the rate charge also. Do you see that?
No, I didn't see today's paper.
Yeah, today's news day, should I pick it up? They got a rate charge increase on AT Communications.
Uh-huh. Do you know what kind of increase they're talking about?
Talking about AT&T MultiQuest service.
Okay, MultiQuest. I believe that's their 800 service?
Yeah, right, 800 service, right.
Okay, that's going up. Well, that doesn't surprise me, actually.
Right. like everything else.
Yeah, it's something that always goes up, but... you know, the residential rates are the things I try to keep my eye on when they go up.
Right. And also, I was trying to get on last week, and due to this annoying redial, I was unable to get on because it was a caller had called in about the SSI 202 chip.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to know where you can get it from.
Right.
Okay, and BJ Micro, they carry it. Because I order five from them, they have it. BJ Micro, they're out in Texas, Garland, Texas. Get a phone number?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, it's 214-271-5546. I hope he's listening.
Okay.
He can order from them. They have a whole bunch of them. It's about $225 for the chip.
Okay.
So I hope I help out in some way.
Okay, you want to just give that address and number one more time in case the person just was scrambling for a pen?
Okay.
Because I don't have one, so I can't repeat it later.
All right, it's BJ Micro. The address is P.O. Box 280-298. And they're in Dallas, Texas, 75228. And the phone number is 214-271-5546.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the info, and we'll talk to you some other time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, we notice that a lot of people say they're having trouble getting through. You know, they try to get through, and they get cut off. It's happening to everybody now. Let's see if we can find some people that it hasn't yet happened to. Good evening. Anybody there?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Wait, what's my mind? Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry, I'm listening on the phones. I'm trying to talk to you. Yeah, hi, this is Big Steve Frobenly from Radio New York International.
Oh, wow.
Some news for you.
Okay.
Well, full disclosure, as you know, I had a radio program on the satellite service, and they're moving it to another time. They're moving to Sundays because they're also now going to be picked up on the same shortwave station we were on.
Which is
WWCR Nashville. So now everybody can tune into Full Disclosure's new radio program on International Shortwave.
Okay, and what's the frequency of that?
That's be Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on 7435 kilohertz. So if you have a shortwave set, that's where it'll be. I'm not sure whether it starts this week or next week, but it will be on that show.
And that's Sunday nights at when?
8 o'clock.
That's Eastern time?
Right.
Okay, that'll be good. That's an hour long, I imagine.
Right. And also, we've our show, which, of course, went off the air a while back, we're doing a new program for somebody else. We call it Spectrum. It's a magazine program, mostly on radio, but I'll be doing evidently a phone update or anytime there's hacker news or something, and anybody wants to tune that in. We're on the same station Saturday nights at 11:35.
Uh-huh. Now, what is the actual station down there? Can you explain that to us? How does it work?
Well, it's an international shortwave broadcasting station, a WWCR. Basically, they're a religious station most of the time, and they... do sell a lot of time to other producers, such as us at Spectrum and Full Disclosure and a number of other people. There are some political programs on there as well. And they're in Nashville, and that's basically, it's like a local pay-as-you-go radio station, like WHBI used to be before it became all foreign language and WNWK or the WN whatever.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, so that's basically what it used to be. What it is, and like I said, this is mostly religious, but you can hear a lot of interesting programs, particularly on the weekends.
Now, do they allow anybody that wants to do a radio program?
Right. If you want to buy the time, you got it.
Is the time very expensive?
You'd have to contact them down there.
Uh-huh.
And I could give you the number now if you're interested.
Sure. Well, I'm sure some of our listeners or BAI producers might even be interested. What kind of a signal range do they have?
Well, okay, it's a 100 kilowatt station. It's been known to be received in Bulgaria. The Pacific, not too good because it beams mostly to Europe, where it's a pretty powerful signal.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I have the 800 number here. It's 1-800-238-5576, and you can call that during business office central time. That would be, I guess, 10 to 6 our time. And you can ask for Adam, and he's the program director.
Now, how, when you did your radio program there, how did you manage to get it onto the air down wherever they are?
Well, we were associated with a fellow by the name of Scott Becker, who ran a satellite service. We fed his satellite uplink, and they pulled it off the satellite.
Uh-huh.
Before that, we fed it by direct phone line. We actually used it one time at two-line Comrex,
uh-huh.
Radio New York International. Right now, the Spectrum show is using a one-line Comrex. It's a different set of producers, and it's run by mostly ham radio operators, and I'm there with all the news and stuff, and hopefully we do some good stuff.
Okay, well, it's good to hear that people are doing progressive things with radio technically as well as on the air.
Yeah, we're trying to. The only thing, I tell you something, I still do a show on that same satellite service only for a satellite audience, and the pickings this week in telephone news and the type of stuff you do was pretty weak.
Uh-huh.
So the only thing I have is a humorous article, which goes forever, unfortunately, which we can't do on the program. But
Yeah.
maybe you saw this one on the Rhyme Network, Voicemail and Beyond. You ought to get somebody and do it as a two-piece acting job. It's a great piece.
Well, you want to fax it over to us?
Let me see. I'll see. Yeah, I'll fax it over.
Okay, you have our fax number over at the magazine.
No, we don't.
Okay, got a pen?
Got it.
Okay, you can fax us at 516-751-2608.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and we'll try to do that.
Yeah, sounds interesting. Okay, well, thanks for the info.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Radio New York International, wow. I remember when they were on the boat on the South Shore of Long Island. That was something. That made national news. International news. It was international waters, wasn't it? All right, but no one has still gotten the answer as to why our telephone calls are being cut off after 2 minutes or 20 rings or whatever. We'll give about 3 more calls here, and then we'll have to tell everybody ourselves. Good evening.
Yes, am I on the air?
You're on the air.
Oh, this is a pleasure to be on such a fine radio station like WBAI. What is your name?
This is Emmanuel Goldstein.
Can I ask you, did you ever work at WUSB in Stony Brook?
Many, many, many years ago, yes.
Under a different alias?
I've used different names at different times.
Mention that one?
I prefer not, actually.
Oh, I see. This is Mr. Radio calling from Rocky Point, Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Getting your fine station. Many things to banter here on the open forum. First of all, this phone system, not only is it wrecking your station, but it has, like, wrecked the Larry King and the Jim Bohannon show.
Larry King is a good example, yes.
I mean, I used to call Larry King, you know, every 2 weeks. It was no problem.
Uh-huh.
New phone system, it's like wrecking my whole life.
It used to be that you just kept ringing and ringing until somebody picks up, and now it's you have 2 minutes, and if you don't make it in 2 minutes, sorry. And, you know, when you have 10 lines ringing constantly, there's just no way we can get to everybody in 2 minutes. Now, the answer maybe is to answer all the phones and put everybody on hold, but then you got to pay for all the time you're on hold.
You know, but, I mean, I like Larry King's old system. You know, he would pick up the phone just before you would go on the air, and your call would be about, you know, at the most 3 minutes, you know, you have to pay for calling Virginia. It wasn't too bad. I mean, I don't like this new phone company rule where they disconnect you after like 20 rings. I'm dying to know the answer, but I have another thing to mention. Okay, people? I want to hear from the radio fans out there, the Mr. Radio fans. I know there's many out there, and if they would like to join the Mr. Radio...
Wait, are you talking about fans of you?
Yes.
Okay.
You know...
Fine. Well, do you want to give a way that they can get a hold of you, and then we got to move on to another call?
What I'm looking for is people who are interested in the radio. Radio, we call them radio geeks, who are into radio, jingles, listening to pirate radio stations. Please get a pen or a crayon, depending on your intelligence. Send your correspondence to Mr. Radio, P.O. Box 1393, Miller Place, New York. That's Miller Place, New York. What's the zip code? Oh, good question. 11764. Please put the correct amount of postage on your letter. I don't want to pay for any postage due. Can I take one phone call, sir?
Sorry, we don't have the capability of doing that here, but I do want to thank you for your call. And also, you know, it's interesting. We seem to be getting different kinds of callers now that there's a two-minute limit on the number of rings. I think the old BAI callers had some sort of way of hanging in there, just letting the phone ring for 6 hours until they got through. But now, you know, now they can't do that anymore. They have to either keep redialing or letting other people filter through. And I think you're going to see a whole new generation of people getting through. But thanks for the call. Let's go on to one of two more that might have the answer for us. Good evening.
Hey, good evening.
How you doing?
Yeah, this is VAI?
Yes, it is, and you're on the air.
I am.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, shoot. All right, yeah, how you doing? All right, hey, I have your answer there for your question about why we only have 2 minutes.
What's the answer?
Well, they're trying to defeat the old trick of, I believe it's a black box, where it sends the ring current so that someone calling me from, say, California would not have to pay a long distance because it would send the signal that they were ringing my home. And
well,
kept ringing.
You're right about what the black box is, but no, black boxes have not worked in this area for many years.
Okay, no, I've been reading a lot of old literature. And one other old thing, rather, that I just wanted to bring to your attention. It's a new publication that just came out. I think I've got the second issue here, which is in May, June. It's a bi-monthly. It's called Wired. I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, Wired has been out since January of this year, actually.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah, they'll be putting out their third issue. They're bi-monthly. They should be coming out this month.
All right, yeah. They started in January then. Well, I just wanted to bring that to people. It's all over. You can really get it wherever you like, and it's a good thing. It deals with a lot of good high-tech stuff. Well, I hope to find out the answer of why we're only having 2 minutes soon, because
all
I've
right.
watched the little clock tick up to two several times.
Yeah.
Well, you just caught me, in fact.
You were able to get through again.
Yeah.
Without much of a problem. That's good. I'm glad people were able to do that.
All right. Thanks for calling.
And if you stay by your radio, you will hear the answer after this phone call. Good evening. Go on. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. This is a very...
Yeah, go ahead.
This is a very lay hypothesis, but... it just seems normal that it's Big Brother sabotaging you. And let's say there are manifestations, demonstrations, and somebody and a group's numbers, we'll ring them, and they don't ring inside
mm-hmm.
the place. So that's one other method that empirically I've experienced. You call a group that's doing something and it doesn't ring for them unless you try about five times, and maybe a fifth time it does ring. I've been cut off four times trying to get to you in
uh-huh.
the 20-ring thing. So I think it's just Big Brother. So that would be my hypothesis.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Okay, we're going to reveal the answer now. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, in a sense it is Big Brother, I suppose, but, you know, it's more than that. I mean, it's more than that. It's less than that. I don't know how you want to look at it exactly. But basically, we have cut over here at WBAI. We were on a lowly electronic switch, and we have since last week, I guess, cut over to a number 5 ESS. And we'll show you exactly what we mean by that. Let's see if we have a dial tone here. Okay, we have one. We're going to call up a special number. This is a number that did not work a week or so ago. Now it works. This will pick up. Might ring a few times, but it will pick up.
Congratulations. You have reached the West 36 DS1 Central Office in the 212 area, serving codes 736-290-594 and 629. This is a recording. Thank you.
You're welcome. And what's interesting about this is that they don't mention 279, which is our exchange. I guess they just haven't...
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah.
You have reached...
All right. Okay, while he's repeating himself there... basically, we have joined with a whole bunch of other exchanges, and we're part of a number 5 ESS office now. You may have noticed, I don't know how many of you actually listen when we do place phone calls, but when we made that phone call, you didn't hear the little kerchunk that you usually hear when we're connecting to something. If you've listened to this program over the past couple of years, you've probably heard me complain many times that we keep getting cut off every time we make a phone call. That's not going to happen anymore. We'll be able to in fact, the phone call just hung up, and we didn't hear anything. Let's call an operator. You know, we're going to call an operator, and it's actually going to go through this time without much of a fuss. Okay. The first digit is a 9, then next digit is a 0. I'm going to ask for long distance.
New York telephone.
Remember when they used to answer so fast?
Terry, may I help you?
Yes, hello. I need long distance, please.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
One moment for a long distance operator who can assist you.
Sounds like she's in a bathroom or something. Don't know what company we're going to get.
Welcome to Metromedia Operator Services. Please enter the area code and telephone number you are calling.
Okay, why not? We'll enter our number.
To place a collect call, press 1 now. To build this call to a calling card, enter the card number now.
Okay.
If you need operator assistance, press 0.
We'll press 1 because that shouldn't work.
After the tone, please say your name.
This is Emmanuel, and this should not work.
We're sorry. We are unable to bill your collect call to the number you dialed. If you would like to bill this call to a calling card, please hang up and try your call again.
Okay, well, they just hung up, and they're gone now, and there's no dial tone or anything like that. So the system works a lot smoother than the other system, but it's cutting our callers off after a couple of rings, 2 minutes worth of rings. It's not enough time for a call-in radio show like this. I don't really know how to deal with it, what to do about the phone company not playing fair here and making things awfully difficult for our listeners. What we can do is experiment, though, with some other things that we now have access to. I'm not sure if this will work, but it is possible now that we are now on the SS7 network. We can now do things like call people back. We can have caller ID. We can do all those nasty things we're always talking about right here at the station. Fiber Optic has stumbled in.
Yes, I just stumbled in.
How you doing? Someone was asking about you before.
Well, what did they say?
They wanted to know how, if you have a trial coming up. They were concerned. I told them that we'll be talking about that in future weeks, and they'll probably be reading about it on front page of the New York Times and all.
Yeah, just don't believe too much of what you read.
No, we never believe the hype here at BAI. But concerning what's happened here with the switch, cutting over to a 5ESS, now we're on the SS7 network now, is that right?
I believe so.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if we are for sure. I guess you could try a feature.
Well, actually, somebody did call me from the radio station, and I did see their number show up on my caller ID box.
Oh, very nice.
So I guess that's indication enough that we're on the network now.
Yeah, that would be a definite indicator.
Okay, what I'd like to try is this. The next person that calls us, you have to tell us where you're calling from because it won't work from certain areas. We will try to call you back without having you give us your phone number. Theoretically, this should work. We should be able to dial *69 and make your phone ring. I'm not too happy about the fact that we can do this, but let's find out if we can first. All right, we're going to take another phone call. It will work, right?
Theoretically, it should.
Theoretically.
The only trouble you may run into is since we're going through the PBX here.
Yeah,
at the station.
Since we have a switchboard here, we might get somebody that we don't want to get and that doesn't want us to get them. But we'll find out. You know, we'll find out what kind of recording we get or anything else. Good evening.
Hi, you want to try that with me?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? Okay. Do you know what kind of a switch you're on?
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay, well, we can try and see what kind of recording we get.
Okay.
It may work, it may not. Is there anything you want to say in case it doesn't?
No, not really. I'll just listen to the radio.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Maybe we'll speak to you in a couple of minutes. Let's see what happens. Okay, we have that dial tone back. We dial 9 first. And now we dial *69. Uh-oh. Something's wrong with our touch tones. Let's try that again. Okay, we're not cutting the touch tones for some reason. Maybe they're not giving us touch tones in that line. Don't quite know why that is, but let's go down here, try this line, see if we can do the same thing. Good evening.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to ask, does Star 6, Star 6, 6, 9, does that work from a public phone?
No, it does not. No, you can't do it from a payphone.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, what's interesting, too, in some areas, you can't call back a payphone. If a payphone calls you and you Star 6, 9, it won't go through. You will see the number show up in your caller ID box, but you won't be able to Star 6, 9 to call it back. It's just, you know, their whim in programming, apparently.
Well, would there be any way? Well, I guess it would be illegal to try to defeat it then. Right?
No, of course not. It's not illegal to try and figure out how it works.
That's basically what I wanted to ask. Thanks.
Uh huh. If you figure something out, let us know.
All right.
Are you calling from a particular area that we would be able to call back?
Sure.
Where are you?
Right over the 59th Street Bridge.
So you're in Queens.
Right.
Okay. I think they're on the network over there. We're going to try to call you back if our touch tones work. We'll, you know, you may hear from us again.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. And let's see if we can get through here. I don't know if you hung up yet. Hello, are you still there?
Well.
Yeah. Is this the same caller?
No.
Oh, you're a different caller. Okay, you came in so fast that we weren't able to get a dial tone. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay, we won't be able to call you back no matter what. But what is it you wanted to say?
Well, I was wondering if war dialing is legal.
Well, you know, that's open to interpretation. It's very hard to prosecute somebody for scanning, right? You know, you're calling a number, you're seeing if there's a computer there, you call the next number. You're not really harassing somebody. You're not really keeping somebody up because you're only ringing one phone and then you're ringing another phone. So it's not like you're calling the same person over and over again. But some phone companies are able to lock you out of their network. In fact, AT&T has been doing that with their 800 service. If you scan in the 800 numbers and their AT&T numbers, you will soon get a recording saying that you're not allowed access to these 800 numbers anymore. So what a lot of people are doing is calling from payphones, and those payphones are getting those recordings now too, and so they just keep moving around, kind of like wandering nomads looking for carrier tones and voicemail systems.
Well, what about posting the carriers on board?
It's okay to post phone numbers. What you can't do, what's bad is if you post passwords and calling card numbers and credit card numbers and things that are specific to either individuals or companies and can be used to actually do something. Simply saying, hey, you know, there's an interesting sounding tone on this phone number. There's nothing wrong with that.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Now, I'm going to wait for another call to come in on that line. Actually, you know what? We're going to go up here. Yeah. Good evening.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Kingston.
Kingston, New York.
That's right.
I don't know if you're on. I don't think you're on the network at all, actually. You're on 914?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you're on the network.
Well, I don't think I'm on your network. I'm on my own network. I'm from Ladder, so I don't think it'll work.
No, I don't think so either. But what's on your mind?
I don't know if you guys went through it. I got a lot of static up here with the summertime coming through. But did you talk about the article in Information Week this week?
Which article is that?
There was one about a cover story, as a matter of fact. Would you hire hackers to do your company's data security?
Uh-huh.
And they just went through a little thing about different hackers and how this guy makes $500,000 a year. Breaking into other people's systems.
Well, I don't know any hacker that makes $500,000 a year, I can tell you that.
There's one guy who just said that he did. Whether he does or not is another story.
Okay, I know hackers that say they make $500,000, but I don't know any hackers that actually do.
Right. Another thing I wanted to mention was there in this article they mentioned a couple of guys in suits who were at your meetings at times, you know.
Oh, yeah, we always get people with suits.
Yeah, they're looking for information. They may not be who you think they are.
I think they are who we think they are, but it's okay. You know, we're there in the middle of CityCorp, and, that's why we're there, so that we can entertain anybody that happens to show up.
Sure, that's what we do in Poughkeepsie every month also, and we're having a lot of fun over there with talking to people from wherever.
How are the Poughkeepsie meetings going?
They're going fairly well. I mean, we're just starting. It's about our fourth month going on now, and we have maybe 6 or 8 people coming down.
That's not bad for Poughkeepsie.
Oh, it's not bad. Well, when you consider that there's a lot of IBMers out of work, I kind of expected more.
Well, you know, it takes time for this. I mean, for a while, the 2,600 meetings in New York were the only meetings anywhere, and we only had about 8 people showing up. Now it's close to 40 or 50, and we have meetings all over the country. So it takes time to, you know, for people to feel comfortable about it.
Yeah, we're hanging in there, and we're going to keep it going as long as we can. And I think there was a good couple of articles in your in 2600, the past issue, which dealt with trying to set these things up.
Yeah. Yeah, we did have a couple of interesting things on meetings. All right, listen, we're going to try that. We'll try to call you back anyway, see if it works.
Okay.
But, it, you know, I kind of doubt it will. You're in Kingston.
Yeah, good luck.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye.
And let's see if we our touch tones work, for one thing. All right. Why don't our touch tones work anymore? That's awfully odd, don't you think? All right, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go down here. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
You're calling on an illegal line, but we're going to take you anyway.
You're talking about Star 69.
Yeah.
Now, there's no such thing in Queens as Star 69. It's a different number.
Well, tell me what you think.
Invalidate a caller ID. You need a different Star 6 blank.
No, Star 67 is what you're referring to, right?
67, right.
Yeah, that's not. We're talking about calling somebody back, which is Star 69.
Oh, yeah. How does that work?
Basically,
I wasn't paying attention, so forget about it.
So, yeah, somebody calls you, you dial Star 69. That's you call them back.
Oh, is that like redial?
Yeah, sort of like redial.
So I don't need but I have redial already.
Well, yeah, it's sort of like that. That's Star 66, but, you know, it'll take a whole show to explain all this.
Now, wait a minute. I have a couple of questions about voicemail.
Okay.
I'm not on the air now, but it's okay. I don't mind. I prefer not being on the air.
Well, okay, fine. You just got your wish. Now, it may be crazy, but I'm still going to try to call that person back because I got to wait for them to hang up first, though.
Yes?
No, no, they haven't hung up. This is awfully difficult. I don't know why it's so difficult, but it is. All right, I'm going to grab that line over there. Boy, they're not making this easy for me to try. I just want to try and see if I get a recording saying I can do it or I can't. Okay, he finally hung up. Now we're going to try it. Okay, that's what we get. Fiber optic, what do those little beeps mean?
Those beeps mean the features are not available.
Features are not available at all, huh?
That's what they mean.
Okay, well, let's try other features, okay? Let's try...
Sure.
What's something else we could try?
67.
Start... Wait a minute. No, I didn't dial 9 first, yeah. All right? Shoot me for not dialing 9 first. Star, what is it again?
67.
Uh-oh. Okay, now we're getting it after the 7. We're not getting it after the 6.
Yeah.
How about star 57 to report an obscene or malicious phone call? That doesn't work either.
Hmm.
Anything else? Anything else we should try?
They obviously don't work.
How about star 70? Turn off call waiting. Nothing seems to work in this place.
We don't have call waiting.
Well, okay, we don't have call waiting, but is there anything else we might be able to to activate? That's kind of sad that we're sort of getting the disadvantages of the 5ESS, but none of the advantages.
Oh, I'm sure given a little bit of time, you guys will be cut over.
All right. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to ask around. We're going to ask our phone company just what they have, what plans they have for this office here. And since a lot of people won't be able to get through because, you know, there's a 2-minute time limit now, maybe we'll just tell everybody to call in and then we'll just call them all back. And it'll be an interesting call-in show, and we'll be calling everybody at their homes, but I don't know if that'll actually work. We'll try it, though, here on Off the Hook. In the meantime, we also suggest that you call your phone company and complain about this because 2 minutes is just not enough time, you know? Lots of times people were on the phone for 20 minutes before they got through, and, you know, why should you have to pay to not talk to somebody? You know, it was never a problem in the past. Phone companies were not going bankrupt because they allowed people to ring for long periods of time. So I don't think things have changed now when it's easier than ever to make a phone call, when there's more bandwidth. So really the only reason they're doing it is because they can, and that's why we have to speak out, because we can. It's time for us to go, but we'll be back again next week with another edition of Off the Hook. I want to thank everybody for calling in, and keep your ears to the phone. Tell us what you hear. Good night.
Ringing, so I ripped it off the wall. I cut myself while shaving, now I can't make a call. It couldn't get much worse, but if they could, they would. Oh, they live on for the best, expect the worst. I hope that's understood. But they live on.
You don't have to be gay, lesbian, bisexual, or transgenderous this weekend to enjoy WBAI. Yes, all-day radio coverage of Lesbian and Gay Pride 1993 here on WBAI. Begin on Saturday, June 26th at 10:30 in the morning. During the day, we'll cover the rally and have other programming as well, all from 10:30 to 10 p.m. all day Saturday. Then Sunday, June 27th, the march itself, a parade perhaps to you. It starts at noon, but we begin on the air at 9:30 in the morning all the way through 9 p.m. Sunday, Gay Pride Day, June 27th. Stay tuned to WBAI. Take your walk person with you when you go to the parade, and you can hear yourself marching down Fifth Avenue. Here on WBAI Radio 99.5 on your FM dial, New York.
Good evening. In the news tonight, some progressives rethink the U.S. role in Bosnia. African Americans threaten to yank their money out of banks that redline black communities. America is throwing away the next generation of teens. And here in New York, hundreds of minority construction workers charge they're being shut out of jobs in their own communities. With these and other stories, I'm Amy Goodman in New York, and this is the news for Wednesday, June 23rd, 1993. First, to Verna Avery Brown with these news headlines.
It's the first day of the United Nations oil embargo on Haiti. From Port-au-Prince, J.P. Slavin reports on the situation in Haiti.
No long gas lines were reported in Port-au-Prince. Businesses and schools also operated normally. The de facto government announced a limited gas rationing program forbidding the sale of gasoline in the evening.